Some of South Korea's most popular cars, like the Hyundai Accent and the Kia Soul, haven't been getting their advertised gas mileage. And it turns out that Hyundai and its corporate sibling Kia misreported MPG ratings and greenhouse gas emissions to the EPA. Last year, the companies paid out nearly $400 million to settle a lawsuit with consumers who bought the affected vehicles. And now the faulty reports will cost the firms another $350 million in fines, required testing upgrades, and forfeited greenhouse gas credits. It's part of a settlement with the EPA and the Justice Department for violating the Clean Air Act. The Union of Concerned Scientists gave the Hyundai and Kia fleets its top green rating of cars on the market this year. So we called up the UCS vehicle analyst Dave Cook to learn more. Welcome to Living on Earth, Dave.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the magnitude of Hyundai and Kia's over-reporting of their efficiency? How many cars are involved here?
It was more than half of their vehicles in the 2011 to 2013 model years. So I think the last count was 1.2 million vehicles.
And how far off the official ratings were they?
They varied anywhere between 1 to 6 miles per gallon, depending on city or highway. It averaged somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 miles per gallon.
I looked down the list of the various findings that needed to be adjusted. And what really caught my eye was the Kia Soul, made famous, by the way, by the Pope when he was in Korea. He rode in one. It's the tiny little car. And looked like Kia had overstated the mileage by 6 miles per gallon. You know, for a little car, that would be, I think, top of mind for somebody who's looking for a vehicle. That it, instead of getting the 34 they were claiming on the highway, was getting more like 28.
Yeah, I would agree. 6 miles per gallon is a lot. You know, the amount of fuel that would correspond to annually is significant. And if you're in the compact segment, obviously fuel economy is something that you're already very concerned with.
And so at the end of the day, what did that mean for customers?
Well, it mean that customers were unfortunately getting shortchanged with their vehicles. Last year, two companies settled with consumers to pay out hundreds of dollars to each purchaser of their vehicles for fuel that they weren't saving.
So how exactly did Hyundai and Kia, and I gather they're really the same company at the end of the day, how did they understate their emissions to the EPA?
So they share a testing facility, and the practices at that testing facility did not meet EPA standards. And that ranged from things like only submitting the best test results as opposed to the average test results, or using the wrong tires on the vehicle, and that helped improve the test fuel economy that was then submitted to the EPA.
Now, of the $350 million or so in penalties it's going to cost them, break that down for me. Who's getting that money?
Well, so actually, there's really only $100 million that's the penalty for breaking the rules. The common number of about $200 million that's thrown around, really what this is are greenhouse gas credits that they had submitted to EPA, and the EPA said, well, these vehicles aren't actually as good as you're saying, so we are going to take those away. So that's not really a penalty. That's just accounting for the actual vehicle's behavior in the real world. And the last is a $50 million, and that $50 million is new auditing procedures at Hyundai, new testing facilities, retesting of vehicles out to 2017. So that is really just to make sure this doesn't happen again, and it was required by EPA. So really, the $100 million is what is saying, you guys broke the rules, the system needs to be fixed, and $50 million will fix it, and we're going to count your vehicles appropriately.
So Hyundai and Kia have especially built their brand on being super green. You know, they make cars with great miles per gallon. So what does this episode, these fines, what's that going to do to their reputation with consumers, do you think?
It's hard to gauge. This first came to light in 2012. Hyundai Kia sales are doing fine. It certainly is problematic if I'm a consumer just thinking about fuel economy, period. It does undermine your confidence in what the label says, and I think this goes towards how consumers treat fuel economy labels generally. We found that Hyundai and Kia make the most efficient vehicles on average, at least did in 2013. That's why we named them the greenest automaker. The greatest tragedy is that if they had just appropriately represented their vehicles, they wouldn't have had to reimburse customers or the government, and they could enjoy the fact that they've got the greenest fleet. and are well on their way to meeting fuel economy and global warming emission standards. There's a reason why Kia's announcement says they just want to move past it.
Dave Cook is a vehicle analyst for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciated it.
As for comment, Kia says their priority is making things right for customers. And Hyundai CEO writes that despite the problems, his company, quote, continues to lead the automotive industry in fuel efficiency. There are links to their statements at our website, loe.org.